Try that again. There we go. Welcome back to Children Generation Radio. Man, I'll tell you, the mouse is acting weird. The system is acting weird. There's just all this strangeness that's happening. But that's okay. You know what? My next guest is going to help us get that all straightened out, because when she comes on, weirdness flees. T-Rose is with me. Newsbusters and censortrack.org. Hey, T-Rose, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Of course. Hopefully I can miraculously fix all the problems with any issues we encounter.
There you go. There you go. 100%. 100%. Well, man, lots and lots and lots going on in the news, along with some disappearing entities. And I want to, Dick Morris was just on with us, but I want to give out these numbers really quick, because this is major. These are major censorship issues. DirecTV. Canceled Newsmax, or is canceling Newsmax, and we want to give you a number. You can reach them at 877-763-9762 to tell them not to cancel Newsmax. 877-763-9762. You can reach out to AT&T directly, which is kind of the mothership. 888-833-2338. 888-833-2338. And again, as a alternative to AT&T, and to kind of make the point even more significant, please use Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/chosen. patriotmobile.com/chosen gets you a free activation. You can call them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Switch your phones over if you're on AT&T to Patriot Mobile. Great coverage, great service, and you'll be supporting Christian conservative values. All right. Well, that's a big story, T-Rose, I think. I mean, that DirecTV and AT&T have decided to go after Newsmax.
Yeah, it is a big story. But, you know, things like this aren't surprising. Newsmax covers stories that, you know, typical mainstream or legacy media, they don't cover those stories, whether it's regarding a politician that is more right-leaning. They, you know, they might paint them in a positive light, or at least just show, you know, clear-cut journalism, whereas a lot of the other entities, they're just focused on serving an agenda on a silver platter, serving their agenda, the leftist agenda. But, you know, so that's why it's unsurprising that Newsmax is, you know, up on the chopping block, because they post stuff that the left doesn't like. And, you know, apparently the left is what's quote unquote right, correct in our society. But that's what they want to be. So,
well, you know, Dick Morris talked about, you know, Newsmax has been the only, you know, semi major network. And I would say that they've moved into, you know, working to be a major network, but one of the only major network that consistently covers President Trump and his rallies.
Right.
They'll play the entire rally, and so you could make the inference that AT&T and DirecTV are canceling Newsmax because they don't want President Trump's rallies to be seen by large numbers of the general public.
That's exactly right. They want to hide it. And this is all just part of like a political charade, a political game, because currently we don't have a lot of mainstream media entities that do cover former President Donald Trump or cover conservative or Republican candidates. But that's exactly what the left wants, because it's a lot easier to advocate for certain political parties if the news and the media is only showing certain ones in the best light.
Well, it's, you know, it's the same thing. I had David Shostokas on in our very first section, and he's filed a lawsuit having to do with identifying some statistical and algorithm irregularities predicated on expert opinions and analysis provided in the lawsuit of irregularities in 310 precincts in one of the counties in Illinois in this most recent election, wherein the county clerk, who was the third or fourth name down on the ballot, received more votes than the top of the ballot in the on the Democratic side, which is Governor Pritzker. And you know, I mean, there's something about that just logically doesn't make any sense. Mainstream media is not covering it. And in fact, the Chicago Tribune has done somewhat of a hit piece on Mr. Shostakis, mischaracterizing the suit itself, and then and then calling him an election denier and a whack and all this other kind of stuff.
Dang. That's, unfortunately, Pastor Greg, like I said, this is not surprising. They're not going to prop up. They're only going to prop up who they want. And it's just, that's just how it is. We saw that with former President Trump, or we saw that with, you know, President Biden with the Hunter Biden laptop story that was covered a year, that was hidden, that was barely even talked about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was no speculation. There was no, even like curiosity from any of the left leaning, which is pretty much all of them, media places. And the second it comes out as, no, this actually did happen, they barely even scratched the surface. They said, oh yeah, supposedly that was true. Okay, now moving on, let's talk about something like this. So it was just very, okay, we did our job and we said that, you know, kind of backpedaled a little bit, and now we can just move on because we want to de-emphasize this in the media.
Well, I mean, look what they're doing now to, you know, to Bill Maher. I mean, they are after him and CNN for entering into their contract about Maher's overtime, because Bill Maher is calling out the media and he's calling out these biases and the cancel culture. And he's saying, look, you know, I am who I am, and I've never changed who I am. But guess what? I am who I am because I believe that everybody, I mean, I bring people on my show that I don't agree with, and we get into knockdown. I mean, we get into arguments, man, but you know what? That's called free speech.
Correct. Correct. And that's the thing. I mean, if there are groups that want to promote certain sides, absolutely, but don't call yourself mainstream and don't call yourself unbiased. It's clearly you are, you know, with the news, the Newsmax thing. That's why they're getting canceled, because they're challengers. They're going to say this is media bias, and they're going to point that out. They use a lot of our studies actually, which is awesome, where we call out the media, and obviously the media doesn't like that. And if CNN is giving more money to AT&T and DirecTV, then you know they're going to get the. They're going to choose them over Newsmax because, of course, they're going to promote the left side of the agenda.
Yeah. Well, I've had several folks on my program in the last month or so that have been like, you know, look, I was over on that left side. Michael Rechtenwald, a professor who's written a great book about the Great Reset, who was at NYU, and just began to observe the fact that individuals were being canceled, and he wrote a book about cancel culture, and all of a sudden everybody at NYU, I mean, they just turned on him, and he was like, wait a minute, I thought higher education was about coming together and debating, you know, and iron sharpening iron, and having different perspectives and working those things out and critical thinking and so on. And oh no, it's not, Michael. No, no, you will toe the line here, or you will be gone.
Right, and that's just honestly disheartening, because I see it in the school systems. We're no longer encouraging kids to be unique. We're no longer encouraging them to read different literature or just. You know,
I might interrupt you and say they want kids to be unique. They want to carve up girls. They want to drug boys with chemical castration. They're looking for, but they have redefined the definition of unique.
Right, right. So they're not looking for kids to play outside. They're not looking for kids to be doctors or, you know, just different things, different academic things and academic successes. But they're looking for kids to be part of their agenda. And so we're no longer in a society where we can have free thinkers, where we can have different thoughts. I was reading a biblical book called The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, and it kind of talks about...
Great book. Yeah.
But, it talks about how the devil acts and how he would train a novice devil. Mm-hmm. And it was saying how, you don't want people to be free thinkers. You don't want them to think critically and think on their own. And I'm sitting there reading that and, you know, applying it to my Christian life and Christian walk. But then I'm also thinking that's what the left is doing. They don't want free thinkers. And that is the manipulation that they have and the pull that they have, because they're completely diminishing everyone's free thoughts. Anybody that has a contradictory thought, they squash it, they cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get called out for being the bigots by just simply pointing out bias.
Well, look at what's been exposed, through the Twitter files. Look at what continues to be exposed, Facebook. There's a variety of ways in which they're doing it and mainstream media as a whole. I went yesterday. Kevin Sorbo is going to be on tomorrow, by the way, folks, in our final segment. And we'll be talking about his new film, Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist. And I went and saw the film yesterday, and it was well done. It's a redo, obviously, for the most part, of Left Behind, and it's all three of the original films crammed into one. But there's so much in there where they draw from today's headlines. And as someone who pays attention to those headlines, I'm going to tell you, it's a bit chilling to watch what is going on and then watch the portrayal of this new Left Behind and you just talked about it, the social media influencers.
Well, that it's crazy, Pastor Greg, because it's like there's movies like this. And there's things that come out about what's currently happening. But you think you look, you're watching news and you're thinking, oh my goodness, that's like such a dystopian universe. But that's not, that's what's happening currently, which is crazy because we're currently just accepting all of this nonsense, I would like to say. And that's what reality is. And, you can't think for yourself. You can only look at this particular side of the story, only certain information is provided to you, which is what's crazy, but that's like I said, that's what reality is.
Well, my next guest that I'll have on at the bottom of the hour, his name is Gordon Knight. I don't know if you've heard his story or not, but his story is one man's fight against that kind of oppression in Canada. And, he literally has had to flee Canada for the United States and kind of be somewhat in hiding in order to protect himself simply for not playing the go along game. We're going to take a break. When we get back from the break, I want to emphasize that, Newsbusters, MRC, Media Research Center, CensorTrack, this MRC as a whole is about making us aware of these kinds of censorship and calling mainstream media to account and saying, hey, you don't get to get away with this. You don't get to manipulate the narratives. We're not living in 1984 in Orwell's 1984. We may be living in it, but MRC and this is why Dan and I connected, and he was on the show for almost 10 years before he retired, and why I continue to have this great relationship with you guys is because of the fact that I also firmly believe that we've got to call these people out and have a place that is unafraid, unabashedly, to just say, this can't stand. This isn't America. Back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solutions Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, T. Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters and censortrack.org. And I it's important for folks to understand, I think, you know, again, the significance of the work that Media Research Center does, and Brent Bozell, and what you guys are doing in battling, because the intensity of what they're doing. And when you go, and I hope that you will go and see Left Behind, the new Left Behind, because, you know, Kevin does an incredible job, really, of drawing out of today's headlines into a somewhat fictional perspective, but you can see the reality of a digital currency and one way to pay. And I mean, think about what Mark Zuckerberg has tried to create at Facebook with his metaverse, and the idea in that metaverse that you're going to have, you know, one payment system, digital identification, no other, you know, you don't need to carry a card, nothing, just facial recognition, and that makes it all happen.
Right, right. It's kind of crazy, but I do want to see that movie. That seems very interesting. It definitely right up my alley, especially with working at MRC. I'll just give a little teaser about us while you
please. absolutely, go right ahead. I was hoping that you would. I was hoping you'd kind of take the hint, nudge.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. So I've been working with MRC for 2 years, 2.5 years now, and it's honestly just grown and become more necessary in the nature of our world today. So with the MRC, we just look to document and combat any falsehoods and censorship or cancel culture of news media, entertainment media, you know, celebrities, Hollywood, any school systems that are kind of, or all of the school systems that are corrupt, actually. And then big tech. And we do that so that we can defend and preserve the founding principles of America, Judeo-Christian values, things that actually matter. So we've got numerous out. We've got CensorTrack, which, like you were just talking about with Zuckerberg, how a quarter of the things on, well, probably more than that, on Facebook either are covered up or are deleted or are suppressed, so that a particular agenda could be conveyed. So on CensorTrack, we have, oh gosh, over 4,000 entries of instances where conservatives or people were censored online for biased reasons.
Right.
So whether it was they said that they didn't vote for such and such, or they don't like so-and-so's policies, they get censored. So particular opinions are now getting censored on the internet simply because they're not left-leaning. So we just look to point all that out and expose it because, you know, we want to put these big tech entities, these mainstream media companies, we want to put them on record, put it on record that, you know, we notice what they're doing, and we're not going to just let them get away with it, because the general public should have the privilege and the right to have access to all of the information that is available if they want to make accurate decisions. I know you and I have talked about this a lot with the coronavirus. So many doctors have been censored on the internet, which then prohibits them from sharing accurate scientific information to the general public, where they can then make decisions about whether it be the vaccine or about quarantining, things like that. Things that doctors and scientists actually know, they're getting censored and suppressed. So now the general public can't have access to all that information, and they only hear what the mainstream media tells them. So at the MRC, we kind of look to point out the fact that that stuff is getting hidden. And, you know, we all should have the undeniable right to have access to all that information.
Well, the law says it's supposed to be informed consent. And as you know, I mean, my name is listed amongst those 4,000 several times because of the banning at Vimeo, the banning at LinkedIn, the banning at YouTube, and I'm still banned on Twitter, by the way, folks. I still don't have access to Twitter. Elon, if you're listening, just letting you know, I've put in 4 requests since you've been there, and I've been told, no, you are permanently banned, and we're not even going to make you eligible for a review anymore. That's where I'm at. So I'm grateful for Newsbusters and MRC Media Research Center, and I'm grateful for CensorTrack.org. And if you have been banned in some way, I encourage you to reach out to him. T. Rose, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Professor Greg.
All right, we'll be back with more coming up. Gordon Knight's story. You don't want to miss this right after this break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I was teasing about this at the beginning of the show, teasing about it again in our last segment, because, of course, we had T. Rose with us, who's with MRC and Sensor Track. And I couldn't have thought of a better half hour to lead into the conversation that that we're going to have right now. And I'm just really, really honored and pleased to have Gordon Knight with me. Gordon, thank you for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a real honor to be here.
Well, man, oh, man, I think, you know, the thing we need to do here is we need to, from your vantage point, give people the background on what has happened to you and what you have experienced. You know, I mean, I know having been a part of, just, I'm just going to give you a little quick background on it, but having been a part of some of the early writings on what's called the sovereignty movement, there are some great Canadians that have written some great material on freedom and liberty and our ability to have rights and liberty as individuals. And Canada does, or at least has had in its past, those kinds of guarantees for its citizenry. You experienced the other end of this by exposing malfeasance on the part of the government at the end of the day. So talk to me about what led you down this path?
Sure. You know, my family business is what got me on this path. We publish electrical guidebooks, sort of thing you would buy in Canada in a Home Depot, for example, on how to wire your kitchen or your bathroom or something. You know, Greg, we've been doing that for about 50 years. So we're very well established, but we're quite small. And our challenge was that the federal government of Canada decided it would like to produce its own guidebooks in competition with us. And you probably wouldn't be a shocker to me there. School service aren't awfully good at running businesses.
Okay.
They weren't selling very well, and they figured the best way they could solve their sales problem was to suppress their competition. And so they came after us. So about 11 years ago, Greg, they sued myself, my family business, and my elderly father at the time for copyright violation. You see, in our electrical books, we have to explain how to comply with electrical law. So we're referencing the law. And their argument was that because as civil servants, they draft the law, therefore they own the law privately, and we're not allowed to refer to the law without their permission and without paying them a royalty. And we thought that was wild.
Yeah.
Necessarily, law must be in the public domain, right? We're all accountable before the law. And so being a bit naive on these things, I'd never been to court before, we decided to fight that. And it hadn't really occurred to me that in court, courts are run by the civil service that is suing us. And, you know, when your listeners think about there are good judges and bad judges, we've all heard the stories. But what we often forget is that behind the judges, the people that actually run things, the people that schedule the cases, that enter the evidence, these are civil servants.
Sure.
And they're the same people that were the plaintiff in this case. And so after a time, we actually got a ruling on this, and they came out in favor of, they issued a ruling what's known as Manson's Law in Canada.
Okay.
Which is a that affirmed that in Canada, all legislation is privately owned by whomever drafted it or lobbied for it. And that ruling was appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and it was affirmed in Canada all the way up. And Greg, it was affirmed in Canada because the civil service wanted it. Now, while all this was going on, I mean, I know that sounds surreal, but while all this was happening, I was also starting a blog, which is deepsixdiaries.com. And at that time, we were publishing information on what we were learning. We started getting whistleblowers from inside the civil service telling us stuff that I have no knowledge of. The civil service was violating a wide range of laws and getting away with it because they're also the prosecution.
Sure.
So they came to prosecute themselves.
Well, so this is just, if you don't mind my, but this is a lot along the lines of, I don't know if you're familiar with this book, but Michael Dougherty and his book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, and the exposing of the administrative state. His battle was with RFTC, but it sounds very similar, eerily similar.
It is. And I have not read that book, but I've read about it. I've heard about it, rather. There are quite a few books on my to-do list, as you probably can experience.
Yes.
What you're describing is our experience. And, of course, once you start reporting on what the deep state is doing, you are now in their crosshairs. And they'll bring faith in government against you. And that's really been our experience.
That's why down here in Texas, we have these sitting underneath our desk, just in case, and we paint our fence posts purple, and, you know, and we you know, we enforce our rights, just in case there's a question.
Well, the fact is that in Canada, and I'd say in the U.S. to a growing degree as well, laws are only notional these days. Mm. That a law to yourself and to your listeners means something different than a law to a leftist. And I'm generalizing here. But for yourself, you know, you are accountable to an external higher power. You're accountable to God. You're accountable to the rule of law and the Constitution. But for a leftist, they have internal accountability. That is, their reference point is themselves. So laws, in their mind, exist to get them, to facilitate what they want. And if the law gets them what they want, they'll happily obey it. But if the law doesn't get them what they want, the law can go hang, because obviously it must mean something different than what it says. For right. Its whole point is to get them what they want. And in this dynamic, Greg, we have a court system which is dominated by leftists in Canada, and happily doing whatever the civil service wants, because they genuinely believe that the whole body of law is designed to get them what they want.
Now, it's not- but your situation becomes even more profound, because you testify that, okay, this is your rules, this is how you want it done, I'm going to comply. I'm gonna follow the letter of your law and do what you are asking us as a publishing house to do.
Yes, Greg, but compliance with the law is no excuse. This is the reality of our situation. Yes, this whole thing is absurd front to back. I know that. We did comply with the law. But in order to find us guilty of anything, they had to rule that what the law says it means is the opposite of what it really means. Thus, by complying with it, we were violating it. And for the benefit of your listeners, we've had 8 litigations in 11 years, and most of these have ruled against us, including a criminal contempt proceeding, which I was found guilty of criminal contempt of court for complying with a court-ordered stay agreement. And as a result of that...
So in other words, this blue bottle is actually red, folks. This is not a blue bottle. This is a red bottle because I said so.
Yes. Laws and reality are not objective any longer. Now, there's a warrant out for my arrest in Canada, you realize, Greg. I face a life sentence in prison for publishing electrical wiring guides. This is... It's like I'm describing Zimbabwe or something, but that's what's
actually happening. That electrical wiring guides, that's some dangerous stuff there, Gordon. Holy smokes. I was chuckling in my mind earlier as you were describing your family business. No offense, but I was like thinking, you know, when you said, you know, you would go to Home Depot, I was thinking, dude, I'm going to go to Home Depot and buy one. No, I'm going to hire an electrician. I got a home warranty. I'm going to call somebody and say, dude, my light switch, no worky. Get over here and figure this thing out. I mean, I get it. And I know there's a lot of DIYers out there that are laughing at me right now. But, you know, if you'd been in the accident that I've been in and you didn't have any feeling in your fingertips, you might well, you know, react the same way that I am right now. But it just boggles my mind that you have now become this poster child for, you know, the criminal of the century in Canada, a life sentence for publishing electrical manuals.
Well, let's be clear here, Greg. I mean, that's the official line, right? But the unspoken that I think we all kind of know is that it really isn't about the guidebooks. The reality is that I'm being targeted because I dared to stand up to what they wanted. I dared to stand in confidence in the law.
Right. Well, and then we do have to take it a step further, which we can do. We're going to take a break in a second. We'll come back. But we do have to take it a step further. And that is what you said also about the diaries and about the fact that you've got civil servant employees coming forward mostly anonymously, but still coming forward and sharing things about malfeasance that is happening within civil service, which, ladies and gentlemen, for us here in the United States, so as to make this very real for us, and it needs to be, this is why I brought up Michael Dougherty, my friend's book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. This is their version of the administrative state. Okay, and in the administrative state, they can destroy your business, they can put you in prison, they can fine you, they can take money out of your account, they can literally ruin your life. I mean, look at what they did to the Bundys, okay? And look at what happened in Waco, look what Ruby Ridge was. All of these were actions of an administrative-type state right here in the United States, doing exactly what's happening to Gordon. We're going to talk about that when we get back right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I have lost Gordon for a moment, it would appear. Here we go again. Yes, Christian. Yes, this is why you and I need to have a conversation, because then he jumped out, and now I think he will jump back in here in a minute, and as soon as he does, I will pop him back up on the screen. This issue that he's facing and the challenge that he is having to live through. I'll tell you, folks, this is, we look at our neighbors in the north, and, you know, I know that those of us who are following and have been paying close attention, obviously, with Trudeau up in the north, up in Canada, as the prime minister there, there's been huge issues, and Trudeau has been a problem for quite some time now, and the battle, as it were, relative to the whole socialistic idea and what have you, has been a problem for quite some time, and continues to be. And as I was mentioning to Gordon, I don't know if I said it on air, but I might have said it when I was talking with him, but I got introduced to the idea of what it means to have your sovereignty, and they call it sovereign citizenship, but folks, all that is, and they changed the definition, all that really is saying, I as a person, as a human being, am guaranteed certain rights, freedoms, and liberties. And I have ownership, sovereignty over myself. Now here in the United States, we enjoy sovereignty based on our Bill of Rights. Canada has a very similar legal system and legal status for its citizens when it comes to the concept of being sovereign, of having individual rights and individual liberties and these types of things. It's not exactly the same as our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, but it's very similar. Gordon, can you hear me?
I can. I'm awesome. On board.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I could kind of see you. Looks like you had to change devices.
I did, yes. We lost internet. We got some interesting weather where I'm at right now in Dallas.
I understand. I completely understand. We're expecting. I'm kind of in my little concave in my house, so the windows are covered and all this, so I don't have a good view of what exactly is happening outside. But the forecast said heavy snow had a 50% chance down here where I'm at in Texas as well.
I know.
So I completely understand. Hopefully you don't lose the power and the lights go out, right?
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Yeah, no doubt. So I was sharing with the audience, I'm sure you heard part of that, about, you know, that that Canada has its own kind of version of the Bill of Rights, so to speak, and you guys do have certain rights. Now, I know with Trudeau and a very progressive, mm-hmm. radical government, much of that has been, I don't know, eaten up or just kind of given the subjective wash. But talk to me a little bit about 50 years in the publishing business. Obviously, even though it was, you know, electrical manuals and things of that nature, things not generally correlating with threatening someone's anything, per se. Although if you get the wires crossed wrong, that could be, that would be problematic, right? That is kind of a bad deal. Yeah. But nonetheless, the idea there being, but you had to be aware that you had these rights and these freedoms and these liberties living in Canada. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Sure. I mean, of course, we thought we had these rights. We believed that to be the case. And as we mentioned before the break, the problem really is that as a society, we're starting to lose our connection with the basics of civil society. We're starting to lose our connection with objective law. And when that happens, when you get people in power that don't have that connection with objective law, really all those rights become notional rights. They're not practical rights. You know, the fact is that if you think of a typical bureaucrat who doesn't have really any oversight to speak of, and they realize that they can get away with almost anything, laws don't really apply to them in the same way, it is really an open invitation to corruption. And once you get corruption going, it doesn't take too long, and the corruption continues, not necessarily because they want it to continue for its own right, but because if they don't keep it going, they'll be held accountable for all that they've already done. And so they have to keep it going. They have to retain power. If you think of the example of the elections in this country, they are, let's say they're questionable. Let's be charitable about this. But these, the people who are benefiting from that questionable result have to keep winning, regardless of what the people want. Because if they lose, they could be held to account for all they've done already. That's the kind of situation we see writ large across the civil service in the context of subjective law.
Well, and again, that is really what we're dealing with. And the administrative states, I mean, here, the administrative state has been granted by certain case law just an absolute autonomy. They have their own courts. Yeah. It's a kangaroo court. They have their own rules, their own laws. And it's, as I was listening to your story and as I was reading about it, it sounds eerily similar relative to this, to what this civil service entity is, and they have their fingers and their hands in everything.
Absolutely, they do. And what people need to understand as well is that for a civil servant, they genuinely believe themselves to be elites of society, self-styled rulers of the rest of us. And they will always have more in common with a fellow civil servant, even from another country, than they will ever have with the citizens of their own country. And so that's how you end up with civil services working together, informally. It's not like they've signed a treaty or something. It's why you've got, you know, the people, for example, all the biolabs in Ukraine. The reason they're in Ukraine is to get them out of U.S. jurisdiction. But the civil service in one country and the other sort of have an understanding. You know, we'll look out for you in this matter. You look out for us on that matter. Mm-hmm. Why is Dominion voting machines headquartered in Canada when Canada doesn't use election machines? It's to get outside of the United States jurisdiction. I mean, look, the civil service agency, Greg, that's targeting me right now. It's called CSA Group, CSA.
Right.
They actually have more employees inside the United States than they've got in Canada. They're active in this country. Now, that's not legal. But the U.S. civil service turns a blind eye. In exchange, the Canadian civil service turns a blind eye to things going on in Canada. Dominion might be one of these. So it's a quid pro quo.
My goodness. So, and CSA is, in fact, these are Canadian civil servants. They are salaried by Canada and by your exorbitant tax dollars that you guys pay up there. What's the tax rate up there now? Something like 76%.
Oh, I don't know. It's
outrageous, right?
It's hilarious. And it's not just the tax rate, it's all the taxes on top of that. So you've got the gas taxes, the carbon taxes, there's no end of it. But the fact is that yes, CSA is a government agency. Now, if you go on their website right now, they say they are a private not-for-profit corporation, because that way they can have the best of both worlds, right? They have all the powers of government, but they don't have accountability like government. So they're not under the Freedom of Information Act, for example, or the Transparency Act, or any of these things. They get the best of both and the accountabilities of neither. But yes, they are definitely part of government. CSA operates under a federal government charter. They have legislative powers. They run legislative committees of parliament. They draft laws. They amend laws. They're unionized under a public sector union. I mean, I could go on at length. It's kind of like proving that the Department of Transport is part of the government.
Wow. And these are the guys that have gone after you initially because they felt you were in competition with them because they decided they wanted to write an electrical manual. You already had been publishing a manual for 50 years, and they broke into your market, basically.
That's correct.
Yeah, and then when they weren't making sales, they decided to subjectively try to change the rules and suggest that you were in violation of copyright. Honestly, these things, folks, seem so almost mundane to a degree. Does that make sense? Except that they are the pillars of freedom, liberty, commerce, everything that makes a country and its people free and able to live as free people.
That's absolutely it. But we need to keep in mind that what you're describing and your listeners are looking for freedom, but the people that we're talking about in the civil service aren't. That's right. Not really on their radar. Right. Right now, look, people forget that corruption in government is not accidental. I mean, this is deliberate. It looks like that because that's the way they want it.
Yeah.
So long as they're unchecked in their power, you will have unchecked corruption. It goes hand in hand.
Absolute power breeds absolute corruption. We got about 15 seconds, but no, and this is what we've got. Gordon, we will be following us. Follow Gordon at deepsixdiaries.com, correct? DeepSixDiaries.com. It's right there on the screen. Gordon, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. We've got to throw things over now.